Or one of many jobs. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Call to order the meeting of the Fire Emergency Services Committee, Tuesday, May 4th at about 5:30 p.m. Call to order, Director Scobie.
Here.
Director Bazett, present. Okay, very good. The adoption of the agenda from the previous meeting. Do we have any corrections or comments on that? By Director Scobie, anyone else?
Sid, are you asking for the adoption of the current agenda?
I'm sorry, thank you. I skipped one, didn't I? Very good. Okay, adoption of the agenda is in order. Are there any corrections or comments, or is it acceptable at this point? Director Scobie?
Okay, I'm still confused. I would make a motion to accept the agenda tonight, but I do have comments on the conformed agenda.
Okay, we're not there yet. Thank you. Okay, it's been moved that we accept the current agenda. All in, and second by Director Bazett. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it's been moved and accepted. Okay, approved approval of the conformed agenda. Okay, Director Scobie, you had some concerns or issues or questions on that?
Yeah, I was just wondering if we could make it a little more clear the comments. Let's see, I now closed out the darn tab.
So on the confirmed agenda. Let me pull it up for you.
That would be great.
Let me do that for you.
Well, let me see if I can find it too. Here's the agenda.
Okay, confirmed agenda is here. Yeah, I got there first.
You did.
So here's the department matters.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So the department matters, item one, it's confusing to me. I'm not quite sure what this means. So when it says the fire department and county representative do not support this resolution, that's clear. It's the second sentence. It's not about the money.
Yeah. And no, so I agree that could have been better. And so as your new board clerk, let me see if I can't reframe that a little bit and bring it back to you next month. Would that be okay?
That would be great. And while you're reframing that, could you also explain what, maybe Kaylin can explain what this means. It says, under matters to and from, it says plan to some hydrant clearing. And maybe that's just missing a few words to make that clear. Because I don't think that's what he said. Is that what you said, Kaylin?
I believe it was, I was just at the last committee meeting, I had mentioned that we're looking at working with EID to engage in kind of a joint task force to clear some of the fire hydrants within the community, and that we're in talks with EID.
Okay. And what I thought that was more is that a flushing or just like weed whacking around them?
Kind of all the above, maintenance. You know, each one has its own needs. You know, some are overgrown, some need to be dug out, some have need to be painted or labeled, just ongoing maintenance.
Okay. Well, if that's what that means, it wasn't clear to me. I definitely remember you discussing it, but
hopefully is it clear now?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Where is that under the number one? I'm not finding where those comments are made.
That's under the matters to and from.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for clearing the
hydrant. Oh, so it's just the second one. Okay. Yeah, and probably painting. Don't you paint those the bright red color?
Yeah, it's safety red is the color, and it's a high gloss.
Okay. So as needed, or do you just do that annually or as best?
So yeah. We actually, the fire department's not responsible at all. It's all the purveyor, which is going to be EID in our district. However, they sometimes will take assistance from the fire departments because we obviously have, you know, a vested interest in the maintenance of them. And sometimes the purveyor is a little bit, you know, understaffed and has a lot of hydrants. And as the community grows around the county, they don't necessarily get more funding for the hydrants that go in. So
do you don't do any of the maintenance, you just identify ones that need it, or is it some collaboration with the idea?
There is some collaboration.
Okay.
So if we see a missing, if we see a cap's loose or something, we'll do a minor fix just for to do the right thing. But ultimately they're 100% responsible. What we do just have a vested interest. So we just collaborate and try to assist as needed.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. I guess it's important people understand that's an ongoing maintenance need, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And they're very important. And that's why we've identified them and are working with EID to come up with solutions and provide some help to get it done.
So does that give you something to work with, Jill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Okay.
And we're just in the planning phase and talking. It's not a, we don't have a firmed up plan yet, but we're working on some options.
Okay. Well, it's kind of educating all of us that I didn't realize that was an EID responsibility. Okay. Any other corrections to the previous meeting notes?
Those are all my comments. Thank you.
Okay. And I guess in my mind, the fire safe thing was more about the tone of the letter as much as of the resolution as much as anything. I don't know how to express that, but that really came through for me that it was not what the tone that we would want as a community service district to be putting out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trusting
your magic on that one, Jill. Okay. Okay.
That's why they're paying me the big bucks to be the new board clerk.
Okay. Hey, we have great help for you. I'll tell you. Thank you. Okay. So a motion is in order to approve the conformed agenda with those amendments or adjustments.
I can just bring it back next month, and I'll bring it back with this, the conformed agenda for this month. And we'll just bring back both of them for you. How's that?
Okay. I didn't realize we could do that. Okay. Thank you. Okay, time for the open forum. Members of the public may speak on any item not on the agenda that falls within the responsibilities of the committee. Do we have anyone out there waiting for us?
Nope, we do not.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that. Okay, moving on to department matters. The draft resolution to acknowledge the value of collaboration with Bureau of Land Management to enhance Cameron Park's resiliency to wildfire. So Chief Moran's not available. Are you taking that on, Chief Gaines?
I am taking this on.
Oh, you are? Okay, General Manager. Okay.
And Sherry and I worked on this together. So how this resolution came about was that Sherry and I met with two staff at the Bureau of Land Management, Graciela, who is the day-to-day manager at the site for Pine Hill Preserve, and then also Liz, who is her supervisor at the BLM headquarters for the region. And so we did a Zoom meeting. I put it up on the screen and we worked with that. The four of us worked on that resolution together. And so, and the purpose of why Sherry and I wanted to do a resolution was, one, to kind of, address Fire Safe Council's concerns, value their input and their, acknowledge their concerns about the Pine Hill Preserve, but also for BLM's sake, was to put together a resolution that would be useful to them. And Liz did say that a resolution, embracing the partnership that we have and then, encouraging BLM to secure funding to continue the fire breaks and things like that would be of value to her. So, and to their organization. So that's how this resolution came about.
Yeah, I think your final sense that it strikes a balance between fire safe community and protecting the preserves conservation contributes is a good. It really reflects that very well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Questions, Director Scobie? Comments?
I am just stunned to think that 10% of our protected species are here in Little Old next to Cameron Park. That was an education for me per that resolution. I like this. What did Paul Gilchrist think?
So there was a meeting. The Fire Safe Council hosted a meeting and actually invited kind of a broad audience. The fire chief from El Dorado County Fire District was there, Tim Cordero, Mo, I think it's Roberts, probably Jed or Kellen, no, his last name. What was it?
Mo Johnson from El Dorado.
Mo Johnson. Roberts was not even close. Mo Johnson was there from El Dorado Hills Fire District. So there was quite an audience there, and they kind of, it was an interesting exercise because they kind of walked through their resolution, and I had met with Paul early on, before this bigger meeting, just to say, you know, my opinion is that each organization has a unique resolution and a unique culture and a different priorities. And so each organization needs to come up with their own resolution. So I kind of walked him through our resolution. I let him know that his resolution encouraged changes to an environmental assessment, which is the management tool for the Pine Hill Preserve. I let him know that a resolution was not going to make that change. An environmental assessment was just done. I think it was in 18 or 19. It's not that old, and that's their guiding document. And so us coming in as not scientists, we cannot influence that environmental assessment. And so anyway, and I think when at the meeting, they really were looking for, fuel reduction at a point where if there wasn't an endangered species in this particular location, why can't I do reduce fire fuel in this particular location if there are no endangered species there? And I kind of jumped in to the meeting and I just said, you have to understand that the Pine Hill Preserve is managed as a unit. And even if there is not a plant species in this particular location, the habitat is there for that plant species to be there. So we cannot change how they operate as a unit. And you have to acknowledge that the entire preserve is habitat for these endangered species. I think that he was looking for a guaranteed level of maintenance from the federal government, that there would be fuel breaks and fire fuel reduction on an annual basis. And you're just not going to get that out of a government agency. It just, everybody makes annual allocations. I haven't followed up with anybody yet, but I felt like it kind of got down to is it the Cameron Park CSD? We like the Cameron Park CSD resolution more than the Fire Safe Council resolution. And that I think was uncomfortable for me because that was not why we put together this resolution. We put this resolution together because it reflected our agency's values and our agency's working relationship with BLM. And Fire Safe Council has their own resolution because they have their own set of priorities and their own way of going about things. So I felt a little bad about how it ended. I haven't circled back with anybody yet. I want to do that. But, I think that I'm very comfortable that this resolution will be helpful to the Bureau of Land Management and would like to move it forward to the board.
So that's what my question is. You'd recommend we do move it forward. Okay. And does it require a motion on our part to do that?
Yeah, or just an acknowledgement from both of you that you would like to move it ahead. And I apologize for my long-winded answer.
No, that's fine. Director Scobie?
Well, it wasn't clear to me. So would you say then I see we don't have any representatives from the Fire Safe Council here tonight. Mm-hmm. So
there is Barbara's here.
Oh,
she
good.
She just must have popped in. So
okay, good. And I also see she has her hand up.
Yeah.
When
hold off your comment and give that person a chance to make a contribution then.
Is that okay?
Can we bring that public person in?
Yeah.
Barbara, go ahead.
Hi there. Anyway, Jill, I'm not on the Fire Safe Council anymore.
Did I say your name? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
Did you mean, anyway, but good job, Jill. I'm proud of you. You know, you guys, I just have to tell you, I didn't like this whole thing from the get-go. And I didn't like the wording of the resolution either. And, you know, just to give you a little background, because I do a lot of, you know, I talk to a lot of people. I do a lot of research. And this really isn't the role of a fire council to get involved politically like this. But, you know, Mr. Gilchrist can do what he wishes to do. And I just hate to see pulling in El Dorado County Fire, which is where I retired from, and then El Dorado Hills Fire into the mix, and maybe having a little, you know, like a little butting of heads. I don't like that at all. But I think what how Jill put it, she put it correctly and eloquently. And I would support you guys supporting this if this is what you all want to do, because I think it's done the correct way. You can't tell the federal government what to do, just like you don't want the feds to tell you what to do. So, you know, I say good luck with whichever direction you go in. And Jill, that was a great explanation.
Thank you.
Totally. You're welcome.
Thank you for your comments, Barbara. Okay.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Director Scobie?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that, you know, the Cameron Park Fire Safe Council is, you know, one of our partners in the community. And I just want to make sure that they are happy. Well, no, I don't know if it's happy. I acknowledge our contributions to support them by doing this. Or are they unhappy with what we've put forward?
I think that, I'm not sure, how's that, to be really honest. And that's why I want to circle back with people. Oftentimes, you know, it's better to meet with the group instead of a single person, because sometimes the single person represents themselves, but they come across as representing the group. And so I think it would be important for us to meet perhaps with the entire group and go about it in that manner. I do have a meeting with one of their Fire Safe Council members, not Paul, but another member, Thursday, and I thought I would circle back with this and to see if there was any questions there.
Okay. Well, I like it. I think that it certainly, I think it brings forward our, you know, our special Pine Hill Reserve that we live around. So yeah, I'm in support of sending this to the board, and I think it's educational.
Yeah, and Director Bazett, Barbara has her hand open one more time.
Oh, okay, please. Okay, go back to Barbara, please.
Okay, Barbara.
Oh, I think that was a mistake. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to multitask. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I also agree with Dr. Scobie. I like the tone of this.
Okay, George.
And I also believe that the Fire Safe Council will have an opportunity to participate when we take it to the board and we open it as an agenda item. So if a motion is in order, but I think it is not, I think we have consensus to that agree to move forward on this. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure though it needs to be I guess I'll leave it to the president and the board clerk to decide, Jill.
Do you want a motion on this? Tell us.
No, well, I'm just saying it might be on the consent agenda is what I'm saying.
I think we got a lot to do in May. And so the consent agenda was where we put it. If
okay.
That's okay with you all.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, staff updates. Chief Gaines.
Hang on, there we go. Gotta get everything turned
on. We see you now.
Yeah, you know, I know last month I talked about doing a PowerPoint on a CCI grant update, but I just got... time got away from me and I just did not get it done this month. So it's been started. It's just not completed. So I plan on getting that done Over the next couple of weeks, I'll present that at the June fire committee meeting. We have a lot of good stuff going on under the CCI grant. We recently completed some of the DOT work. I think we talked about last time on Holly Hills and Montclair. We've started some projects at Gateway Park. They should be completing that this week, hopefully, and then moving over to the disc golf area at Cameron Park Lake. And then they'll be moving to Knollwood Park. It's that district piece that's kind of tucked way back in there that has kind of been neglected for a lot of years. So we're going to get all that done. So we have a lot of good stuff going on with that. I hope you guys all got your mailers in the mail recently that was funded through the CCI grant for education for the public. So I know, Monique, you got a couple, but that has to do with the amount of homes you own. So it goes to the homeowner, not just the resident of each home. So that's why we kind of get duplicate copies going. What else have we had? We had a working structure fire at the dry cleaners off Coach Lane last week. Engine 89, we arrived at scene. Myself and Engine 89, we had light smoke showing from the rear of the cleaners over there. It's next to Applebee's in that little strip mall. So it was ended up being related to it was a compressor that's attached to the big dryer that they have. So Engine 89 made a good aggressive stop. We had a resident on that day. So having that extra body on there was nice. The medic unit, Medic 89, was not in quarters. They were out on a transfer, taking a patient to the hospital. So they weren't there, but the guys were able to make a good aggressive stop into the rear of the structure in there and put that out. We actually have some really good helmet cam video that I'm gonna try and edit it down. There's a lot of extra stuff in there, and then I'd like to try and share it with you guys. But it's kind of neat. It shows the captain going in with the firefighters and with the fire hose and what they see and the conditions and the glow inside the building. So it's pretty neat. So I'd like to share that with all you guys. It's pretty neat. So they were able to get in there and get that stopped. So there was no damage to the dryer and the compressor, minimal damage inside the structure. And then of course the adjoining businesses, we evacuated them, but nothing was damaged on that. So what else? Significant events. We haven't had a whole lot of, all is pretty good. We got two vacancies we're trying currently to fill. So I'm hoping in the next month or so, we can get those filled and get some new folks on board to help with our vacancies to get that done. And then I hope you all got the email regarding the Engine 88 in-service ceremony that we're gonna do Saturday. So we finally got that back last week. All got striped and stickered. Looks really nice. So the guys are taking this week to get all the equipment on and organized and laid out how they like it. And then hopefully Saturday at 10 o'clock, we'll get do the transfer and get that engine in service and up and going. So that's kind of all we have right now. It's a busy time of year for us. Just a lot of cooperator meetings going into fire season on the Cal Fire side. We've hired some seasonals. We started staffing up. We're going to hire May 17th for another 30 or 40 seasonal positions. And we're going to staff another 5 engines in the unit. Right now, we're not scheduled to go peak staffing until mid-June, but we think that's going to get bumped up just because of the activity statewide. San Diego burned off 5,000 acres just a couple days ago. I'm sure you guys all seen the fire on Salmon Falls Bridge over there that went 32 acres. That was Callan was on for that one on Saturday. And so the burning conditions are definitely drying out and changing. So we'll see what happens with that. But A lot of stuff going on our end on the backside, getting ready for fire season. So
is it just seeming earlier in the year, or is this tradition?
Yeah, exactly. We're the fuel moisture and everything. We're about a month ahead of schedule right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Jed, I saw something that looked like a fire and rescue. Was there a fire and rescue? I saw some smoke.
We've had several smaller fires that have, a lot of them were burn piles that are starting to escape. So we did cancel burning this week because of the red flag warning after the Salmon Falls fire. And then we're talking of canceling prescribed burning altogether in the next week or so. And that's up to Mike Blankenheim, our new unit chief. So he's in talks with Region and Sacramento staff on exactly when we're going to shut that down. But yeah, there could have been something small over in rescue. our guys did respond to that Forney fire a couple of weeks ago that burned. It was kind of like it was a large structure into almost like a junkyard. It had disabled vehicles and then got into the vegetation a little bit over there. And that engine, both of our engines went to that, and they were there for quite a while on that one. So they did help out up in Diamond Springs. So,
you know, I was driving on Cameron Park Drive in Coach Lane. There was a multi-car car accident, and your engine came in diagonally and really took over traffic control. I think that was the last month, but I was just impressed how professional, and it was, you know, a heavy traffic flow in every direction. And there were other people, non-fire people, but you did a really nice job of stepping in and helping us with that situation in our community.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think, well, in diagonaling the engine there is kind of our number one thing, because it protects the scene for the firefighters, because we're not watching the traffic as we're assessing the patients and trying to get them out and everything. So having that big fire engine in there and parking at an angle kind of helps if, you know, somebody was to run into the back of the scene or they're not paying attention there. So, yeah.
It's kind of hard to ignore.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Thank you, Chief Gaines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one other question is the, so what are the COVID protocols for the engine ceremony? Because I'm thinking of attending 10 o'clock. It's at station 89.
But 89. It's all going to be outside. It just depends how many show up. If we have just a few of us, I'm hoping that there'll be enough social distance and it'll be outside that we can kind of gather. There'll be a few of the on-duty staff and, you know, a few of you guys that want to show up and stuff. So I'm hoping we can fairly be relaxed, but I think we'll just kind of play it and see how many are there. If we need to, you know, wear the mask and do the social distancing, we can.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the training tower?
Oh yeah. The training tower. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. That's a big one too. So that's all started. The foundation has been poured, approved and signed off by the county inspectors. So that's going in. We're really happy with that. Now the concrete that was poured on Friday. So the concrete has to cure for, I think, 7 to 10 days, but the tower itself has been delivered. It's all at the back of station 89, all staged out there. And as soon as that concrete's cured, they're going to start putting it up. And we expect a couple, 3-4 weeks, and it should be up and done. So we're really excited about that. So finally making headway on this. I know we've been talking about it for a while, so yeah, it's all moving forward and looking good. So
excellent. Okay. Thank you so much, Chief Gaines.
And okay. I signed a grant today.
Yes. Yep. The VFA grant, we resubmitted that. The same one we got last year for the radios. We're doing it again for some PPE, wildland protective clothing and gear. So we've submitted that. That went, actually Jill signed it and got submitted today. So we're hoping that we can get, we'll find out in another couple months, I guess, if we're successful on that grant as well. So it's the same one we did last year. So yeah, trying every little bit. And then, we're still waiting on the Office of Traffic Safety grant that we submitted back in January. So I'm hoping, hopefully in the next month, or we're supposed to know by June if we're successful on that one or not. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, move on to number 4, items for the June or future committee agendas. Are there things we need to bring forward or to plan out there?
I can't think of anything to bring forward unless the committee members can think of. I know Jed's coming back with the CCI, so we'll add that.
Yeah. And I'm kind of curious, has there been any movement on that burning of the apartment building? Is that actually going to happen?
That's Callan's shop. I think everything's been put on hold. Well, like Sherry said, we're definitely not going to do it during fire season. So I don't know that there's been a whole lot of progress made on since the last update on that.
That's probably a good idea. Okay.
Yeah, I could see that getting out of hand.
Well, and we need our personnel elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the other thing I'll bring back is the conformed agenda from April.
Oh, with the adjustments. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Okay, items to take to the board of directors, and we've already discussed the resolution on the collaboration with BLM. And then is there anything further?
Not that I know of.
Just So matters to and from committee members. Did you have anything, Director Scobie?
No.
Okay. Well,
Oh, yes, I did. Actually, I take that back. Jed, you had mentioned that there's some activity going on in Gateway Park.
Yes.
I don't know if that's been completed or not, but I believe we're going to do some sort of outreach with the neighborhood there.
Mike Grassley did. He sent mailers out ahead of time and kind of, you know, let them know that we were going to be doing it. And he had already started a couple months ago with the Growlersburg crews, just kind of chipping away at some of the blackberry bushes and all that. So it has been ongoing. And we've had a few questions. You know, it's like all fuel reduction work. Everyone thinks that we're going to come in and just completely clear cut and wipe out. But there was, in that section of Gateway too, there was a lot of dead trees and dead limbs and some brush in there. So we're just kind of thinning and taking the dead out. By no means were we clear cutting everything. So there's been a few phone calls and concerns on it, but I think between Jill and Station 89, we've kind of mitigated most of the concerns. So I went down there last week and they were still, and everything it's looking really good. So there was a couple of really big hazard cottonwood trees that they've cut out. And if you go by Gateway, there's one, as soon as you go across the bridge, you can see that cottonwood was completely hollowed out in the middle, rotted out. And I think any good windstorm, it would have come down, and it was a big one. And depending on the direction it fell, it could have easily have fallen onto a home over there.
Well,
so I'm really glad we took that one out. So.
Well, will those homeowners have access to that park through the back of their lots?
Some of them do. Some of them don't have fences, and some have fences. So obviously okay. The ones that don't, they are. Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So, and I agree with Jed. The phone calls I've gotten, we were able to allay a lot of fears on that one. And there was some good communication. I have talked to Sherry. I haven't had a chance to talk to Jed yet. But we are going to try to organize a neighborhood meeting and in the next 3 weeks or so. So I've got emails out to a few folks, not Jed yet, but trying to align a date for that. And
that could be a great partnership. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was over at the Kristen McCullough Park yesterday for the recreation landscaping, and we looked at the area you're going to do a display. Is it under the CCI grant again, having a display thing?
That's correct. Right along the playground there. Yes.
Yeah. Great location. I just think that's an awesome idea. Yeah.
Yeah. So those signs have been ordered and they're being built. So I'm hoping, you know, in the next month or so, they should be done as well. And hopefully those will be in too. So I'm excited for those. They're kind of educational, and one sign leads to the next, and different topics on basically wildfire safety.
Yeah, I just think we have lots of education, and what a great place to do that. So yes. I like that, really like that location and that idea. But thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything further to and from the committee members?
Yeah, I regarding the signs over there, the last signs we put up were quite large. Is this next group coming in any smaller?
Yep. They're 2 feet by 3 feet.
Okay.
And they're kind of laid down at a slight angle so you can stand over them and read them.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was concerned if it obscured people watching their kids at the playground.
Nope. And that was, we talked about that when we met with Jill out there and Mike. Yeah. So that's, you can kind of stand there, watch your kids look down, read. And so, yeah, it'll be neat.
And you might have bored parents that have nothing else to do that will take the time to read all those things.
Yeah, when they put their cell phones down. Yeah, exactly.
Very good. Maybe you need to have a cell phone neutral area or something.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Anything further to and from if members and staff?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
I just got one thing. Just over the last 11 years of living here and working in and out of the district, I have never noticed as much vegetation management and fuels reduction around properties and vacant lots from the actual constituents that I have this year. So maybe it's because I'm paying a little bit more attention, but there is a massive amount of people out in their front yards and doing a lot of clearing, and even our defensible space inspector noted it too. So I think that all of the things kind of encompassing, you know, all the, you know, the CCI grant, the mailers, the information, all that stuff is really helping. So just from what I'm seeing, just being driving around all the time here.
It is a good conversation. Yeah, we have to constantly be reminding people, but thank you for that. That's good feedback.
Actually, I do have one other thing. When part of our strategic plan was to bring forward a fire safe community. Now that, you know, Kaylin just brought up how much better our community is doing, will we be seeing some sort of like plan coming forward through our committee? And when would we expect to see that?
So the FireWise thing, I think, has a start date probably in the fall, if I'm not mistaken, in the strategic plan. So the strategic plan hasn't been adopted by the board yet. So we're kind of
right.
Yeah, and we do have all the info for the fire safe communities that we're kind of working towards, and that's the CCI grant's going to help get us there by getting the district lots where they need to be first, and that's kind of what we wanted to focus on.
I have maybe to put out there is I saw the email that we're not having the summer spectacular this year. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important. I'm assuming one of the reasons is fire danger, maybe financial as well. But is fire danger a part of the issue for the summer spectacular, or is it always an issue?
It wasn't on my radar. I don't know if the fire department has a...
No, we have a good plan, and it's been in place and over the lake. We're comfortable with that.
So that wasn't the issue?
No. It was... financial and lack of resources on the district's part. And there's no guidance from the state. And, you know, so large, like we just talked about, large group gatherings are just not permitted
COVID,
at this
COVID
point.
Requirements. Okay. Okay. At this point, I think a motion to adjourn the meeting is in order.
So moved.
Okay. I second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Good night, and have a good evening, and stay safe.
Okay. Right. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks,
everyone.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.